And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set and the second hour of our Great American Art, Modern Jazz with Taste. We originate each week at this time from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, streaming at WDCE.org. Our shows are all recorded and will be available tomorrow. We record each one of them and post them on Monday mornings. Just go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on Radio Shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a pleasure to be with you playing this great music. And a warm welcome to the other stations that are now carrying the Cool Jazz at WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And, of course, a very warm and hearty welcome to our regular listeners. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying tonight's show. Up next, from her latest release, this is vocalist Emily Claire Barlow with the Metropole Orchestra, and she's doing The Midnight Sun. Hope you enjoy.
To a snowy height, each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun, the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain. A moonlit veil, the music of the universe around me, or was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky.
Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And a nice timely message from Marion McPartland, who we miss very much. Let's see, we just heard a nice new release from alto saxophonist George Robert, and his album is entitled New Life. And that featured on piano Dotto Maroney, the Peter Washington, there's the bassist, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and we heard a tune entitled Blue Ray that Mr. Robert wrote in honor of the great Ray Brown, who all of these guys had played with at one time. Before that, we heard a nice acoustic guitar solo from the late, great Joe Pass from his album Blues for Fred, and that was, of course, he did all of these tunes in honor of Fred Astaire, and we heard Jerome Kearns, The Way You Look Tonight. Here's a really nice recording. This is a new release from Tony Bennett with the Bill Charlap Trio, The Songs of Jerome Kern, and this is I'm Old Fashioned, Mr. Tony Bennett. Nice album.
I'm old-fashioned, I love the moonlight, I love old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon my window pane, the starry song that April sings. Fancies are passing fancies, but science sighs holding hands. These my heart understands. I'm old fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree. Stay old-fashioned with me.
And that was saxophonist Michel Nirenberg from his new release entitled Retrato Portrait, and we heard Beatrice. And before that, we heard another new release from young pianist Miss Ariel Pocock from her album entitled Touchstone, and we heard Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. That was featuring Julian Lodge on guitar and Larry Grenadier, the bassist, on that as well. Well, if you've just tuned in by any chance, this is the Cool Jazz Set. We come to you each week at this time from the University of Richmond. We originate here, and we broadcast at 90.1 FM locally, stream live on the web at WDCE.org. Our show is recorded and will be posted tomorrow at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there, click on the header Radio Shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a delight and an honor to be here playing this great American art for you, modern jazz with taste. Up next, this is a new release on the Verve label from vocalist Brenna Whitaker. And I'm sure you've heard this before. It's not easy being green.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. Not that easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. People tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or the stars in the sky.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Let's see. We just heard a nice recording done in 1988 in Stockholm. It was recorded in Red Mitchell's apartment. Red Mitchell, the bassist, Roger Calloway, the pianist, and Putt Wickman, the clarinetist, playing Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood. Well, it's been fun. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. We've got time to play maybe one more. We had a request to hear some more of the recording that Joe Pass did. Blues for Fred is the title of the album. So I'm going to play another cut from this. This is Joe Pass on acoustic guitar playing Cheek to Cheek, Mr. Joe Pass. Thank you.
about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.
And it's about time for me to say goodbye just for tonight. But thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be here next week with a great special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We'll be celebrating the artistry of wonderful vocalist, pianist, and composer, Mr. Tony Desserre. So be sure to tune in for that. I think you'll enjoy the music. So until next week, same time, take care of yourselves, and thanks for tuning in, and be well.
Every time we say